Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Irene Lagan. Pope Benedict XVI today received the officers and employees of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace to mark with them the fifth anniversary of the passing of the council's former president, the heroic Vietnamese Cardinal Francis Van Thuan. Chris Altieri reports.
The president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino, remembered Cardinal Van Thuan as a person who lived an heroic life of Christian witness.
Che nella memoria e nella preghiera.
Cardinal Martino said his predecessor was an indomitable servant of the Church and the gospel of justice and peace. Pope Benedict remembered Cardinal Van Thuan's many accomplishments, which included opening the work that became the compendium to the social doctrine of the Catholic Church.
Come dimenticare gli spiccati tratti.
The Holy Father especially recalled the Cardinal's simple and immediate cordiality, as well as his ability to speak and be neighborly with anyone and everyone. Francis Xavier Van Thuan was made the Bishop of Nha Trang in 1967, and in 1974 he was made Coadjutor Bishop of Saigon. Arrested only a few months after his appointment, Archbishop Van Thuan was imprisoned by the Vietnamese government for 13 years and then released to house arrest. In 1991, Van Thuan was expelled from Vietnam. He went to Rome and began his work in the Roman Curia as vice president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. In 1998, Archbishop Van Thuan became the council's president. In February 2001, John Paul II raised him to the College of Cardinals. After a lengthy and painful battle with cancer, Cardinal Van Thuan died on September 16, 2001. His cause for beatification is underway. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.